All right.
All right.
What's up?
What's up?
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. Do y'all ever say educational?
We say it as much as you would. I think it's a thing of the past.
When I say it in my mind, I say that. I must have heard it.
Did you hear it on rec? Some of the plugs say like Tufts Educational Radio.
It's just like stuck in there. That's like what I want to say.
Yeah. It's like, there's that sign right there. You just read that sign. That's like
this is empty underlined statement. And you're listening to 91.5 FM. I didn't say the number. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. With emphasis.
Well, yeah, and then like obviously the greatest prank of all time would be if you wrote something in that blank right there. This is Lord Voldemort.
This is Tuesday.
There used to be a calendar. There used to be like a rip-off day-a-page calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't leave.
You rip off like 6 pages when you leave
just to really get people
ruin the week.
One of my goals in life right now is I want to make a page-a-day calendar. This was something that John and I had come up with in Texas John. Shout out if you're listening, Texas John. Call in. We need to call in today.
Let's hear it.
The idea was like, because we always had these. I like used to write him these notes in like for class because he would like see them. But it was always like I'd like write a quote from The Fast and the Furious, and I'd always attribute it to somebody. It would be like
Ralph Waldo Emerson. Yeah,
I live my life a quarter at a time.
Quarter mile at a time.
Pope Francis, you know, like just if you're
Fast and Furious franchise fan, call in.
Oh my God. Please call in. We got Haley. I can say this affirmatively now. Haley's coming in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna get her on here. We're gonna hear her opinions on.
It's a big get. Bless you.
It's a big get. I'm full Eric Schlipp right now. I'm just like wearing a bathing suit. Did you notice that?
No.
This is a straight up bathing suit. I cut the liner out of it.
So that's a bold move.
I'm just rolling straight.
That might be too personal for the airwaves, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, you got to paint the picture. People are in their cars, you know, they're in traffic, they're in Powder House.
Home.
They're over here.
Working Saturday.
Yeah.
Boss had them come in.
Exactly. You're a nurse going to your night shift, you know.
You're on the red line. You know what that's like. We all know what that's like.
You're trying to get to MIT and you go the wrong way.
It's like they always say, man, the first step of getting into MIT... Is finding MIT
is understanding the labyrinth of the Boston T system to get off at a stop that's labeled MIT.
It floors me that someone would give directions by like a number of stops.
Yeah.
Just say what it's called.
Two stops. Yeah, but again, like it's one of those like that was a mom and a daughter, and that was just.
If you're from Lawrenceville, call in.
Yeah, if you're from, please call in from Lawrence. So we're just
they don't get trains too much in Lawrenceville.
What we're talking about is Anton and I were walking down the street earlier today in Davis Square, and someone just came out of the T stop, out of the red line. They're like, "Hey, is MIT around here?" And I said,
"Far from."
Yeah, far from it. I was like, "Well, Tufts is around here," and they were like, "No." We're looking for MIT.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, and so yeah, and then they were like, they were just, and we're so I don't know if you know Anton and I. Anton still lives in Atlanta. I was down there for
to this day.
I put a good shift in down there, in my days, and so we were talking to this person, and they were like, yeah, I live in Atlanta, and Anton's like in Atlanta.
Clearly, the answer's no. Had to ask.
How far is Lawrenceville from like downtown? Like 35 miles, 40 miles.
Lawrenceville from my house. Which, just gonna go here. I'm like a mile from the Capitol building, so like
you're in Atlanta.
Come after me. Call in
Turner
if you
Field,
live closer.
RIP.
Call in if you're more Atlanta than me. No, Lawrenceville's a solid 27 miles from my house.
Oh my gosh!
I need Google Maps on the next song. Give y'all a.
We'll tell you what's happening with it. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, what we played that last song was Holy Child. Every Time I Fall. That was the first song I ever bought on iTunes.
That's like super progressive. That's like good.
Well, I didn't use iTunes. I used other means because I was, you know.
What'd you use?
I used Kazaa in high school because that's what my sister used. And then, what did I use at Tech?
I know what you use at Tech.
What did I use?
It's the Zune.
Well, yeah, but how did I get the music? It was like...
It like was on the software, like you...
No, but like where was I like...
We all traded it. Like we were all...
I was like on the forums and stuff.
Like I was downloading music hardcore, and then
yeah.
I feel like at least once a week I would go to your dorm and we'd just like trade gigabytes of music.
Yeah, no, this was like I heard this online and like couldn't find it. So I broke down and spent $4.
$4?
I got the whole EP, man.
$4 is more than I spent on any amount of music in college.
I know. Anyways, confessions.
Yeah, that's some confessions right there.
Anyways, before that, band Slaves with Where's Your Car Debbie. That's one of my favorite songs from the past few years.
Yeah,
it's like kind of funny. I don't know.
It's I caught
like,
it. Yeah, it's
something
good.
About it.
Yeah.
Before that, Beat Connection. That was a Nate pick, sort of. A Sunburn, which is
it's a song.
Good song for it being not hot for the first time. And
oh, jeez.
Who knows how
today's
long.
The day. Day of days.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Then we had U.S. Girls. The song was Incidental Boogie, and then before that was Caroline Rose. The song is called Jeannie Becomes a Mom, which is a cool name for a song.
I mean,
it's like it's one of the songs about like getting to your late 20s and being like, oh, I should like have
like do stuff,
like I should like do stuff and like
have a kid.
No, just like own my own car, like I don't know, just like grow up. Like, stop living like I'm in college.
Cutting the liner out of your bathing suit and just, like, wearing it around as pants?
That's backwards, man. You're like, in retrograde.
I have gone in retrograde. Stop buying clothes. Start, like, hanging out on the street, yelling at people, you know? That's the
just,
dream.
This is who you are.
That's just who I am. That's now.
Nice. All right. Anyways, we're going to get some more music. If you want to call in about Lawrenceville, give us a shout. What's the number here? It's on us. There it is.
On top there.
Yeah, it's 855-915-WMFO. Or if you can't transpose letters to numbers like a normal person. It's 855-915-9636.
I mean, if you have T9 on your like phone, you know,
nobody
like,
has a phone. Everyone's
just T9 it, man.
That doesn't exist anymore.
All right.
This is from Interpol.
Yeah.
I'm 79 wasted days you've come to pass.
Yeah. tried. They'll take it all if the door's left open. Steal the nose right from under your eyes. I'm a carpet bagger, baby. I'm coming to your town. I'm gonna treat you kind. I'm gonna rob you blind. I'll smile all the time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor maid.
Yeah, we're here. We're in.
We've doubled. Our count has doubled.
Our count has doubled. Yeah. What are you guys here to talk about?
Music, I guess.
Yeah, just here to talk about music.
What else is there, Nate?
Life.
Yeah, life. I would say we'd wanna talk about music. We'd wanna talk about like how music makes us feel. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Maybe.
Also about the cannoli we had today.
All right.
Let's start there.
It was good. I had chocolate chip.
Give the people like a little bit more than that.
Paint a picture.
Yeah. Come on.
So I was a little worried they were going to be soggy because they were already filled, but they weren't.
Not freshly. Are they rolled?
Squeezed.
Well, but I think they were freshly filled. Just it had happened moments before I walked into the store.
Is that what they told you? They were like, no. We just put these.
No, I didn't question them, but based on how they tasted, they seemed freshly filled.
All right.
Not soggy.
That's good. Well, maybe there's like some sort of like inner crunch. You know, that's like what cereal companies forever were like trying to break the, like how does the cereal prevent from getting soggy? I'll be honest with you though. I like if I'm eating apple cinnamon Cheerios, I kind of like a little bit, like maybe half and half.
Yeah, no, I like when it starts to soften up a little bit.
Exactly. Like why am I eating it with milk?
That makes it all worthwhile.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, let's talk about cereal milk.
I knew you were going to say
that. You guys
that.
Know what I'm talking about?
I literally knew you were going to say that.
Are you familiar with the concept of
cereal? Yeah. Have I like talked to you about this before?
No, I just know who Christina Tosi is.
Wait, who's that?
The milk bar.
What?
The person behind the Momofuku milk bar.
There's a Momofuku milk bar?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about, like, in my brain, I, like, thought it'd be an awesome idea. Like, the milk after you eat cereal is awesome.
Someone already thought of that and already is making a lot of money off of it.
What if cows
eat? You gotta be kidding me.
Nate, it's called New York City. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, whatever. I'm in Boston. You think you're better than me? All right?
I'm not better than anyone.
If it's not around here, then I don't care.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, they're actually building a location in Harvard Square, a milk bar, so...
So wait, so you go there and like...
You can actually buy like cereal milk from them, yeah.
And they make like ice cream out of cereal milk and it's like the base for a lot of their...
They make okay, every dessert.
How do they make the cereal milk? Because dessert. I also came up with a process to do it.
I mean, I think they have a process
you just soak
to do
milk
it
in,
too,
but...
Yeah, do you soak it? Like, I'm talking non-batch. Like, I'm talking like it would be a... you'd like load a cartridge of cereal and you'd like dump the milk in the top of it. And it would be like a column. And so like as the milk goes through, it like, you
it's
know,
like
washes
a cereal
off.
Filter.
It goes through and then it drains out through a bottom spout. And then you would like switch the nozzle.
It's like drip coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. You would switch the nozzle to like another thing. And you could create. I mean, you could
go approach them with this idea.
Infinitely to scale.
They might bring you on
cereal.
Board.
Yeah. Well, that prevents you from like a vat, having like a vat of cereal that you're like mixing around, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they've scaled it up for mass production.
Also, how do they judge whether or not it's like good? Because I it would usually for me it would be like two bowls.
Taste buds.
Like two bowls in the same thing, and then you're like and then we're on track.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that music we just heard?
This is Air France.
That's not what we just heard, that's what we're currently hearing.
There's a reason why Anton's on the board
good,
right now.
That's a big distinction.
Yeah, Nate promoted me. Untrained DJ. Sitting in the...
Hey, I've trained many DJs here, all right? About a quarter of whom are still at the station, all right? So you don't hit me with the numbers, all right?
All right, man. My bad. Just had a few songs before our latest guest came in. We had Camera Obscura with French Navy. I was telling Nate that was probably, like, the best song that came out when I was in college. So...
I mean, no argument here.
Yeah.
I mean, none of those Coldplay songs.
If you disagree, call in.
That was all high school.
That's true. Anyways, before that, Jenny Lewis with Carpetbaggers. We had The Strokes, You Talk Way Too Much, which is my, like, theme song for society.
Shut up.
Before that, Remember Sports, You Can Have Alone Time When You're Dead, which is, like... Society's theme song for me.
We're seeing them tomorrow. They're going to be in Boston.
I know. That's why I'm here, and it got sold out, and I didn't tell Nate, so I didn't want to.
Damn. So you're going to be there?
No.
No, you don't he didn't tickets get either. Tickets. Okay. Yeah.
We'll call the venue.
Did you guys get tickets?
Yeah.
You guys are on it.
We'll make it happen.
You guys are
I mean, I like bought tickets the day they went on sale, but...
We'll figure it out.
Whatever.
Before that was Rising Act Vampire Weekend. With M79. New.
They're on that. Yeah, you watch out for them. That's an artist you got to know about.
It's on the next wave.
Yeah. Vampire Weekend. You heard it first.
And then Interpol with PDA. Nate was on that.
Freaking love that song.
Yeah, and this is Air France in the background.
You guys never said who you were.
Hannah.
Yeah, who are you?
Patrick.
What's your, like, what's your...
We also know Nate from college.
What's your deal?
Are you guys from Lawrenceville?
We flew up here from college.
Did you guys hear
to
the,
be on this show.
The Lawrenceville stuff? Did you guys hear that part?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
That's seriously, someone came up and was like, yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
And I said, like, are you actually from Atlanta? And she said, yeah, I'm from Lawrenceville.
I think that's a little bit of an elitist take you guys had, but...
What?
It's not elitist,
well,
it's
Patrick's
just like...
from Alpharetta, so...
That's not
but I mean, I wouldn't say like, oh yeah, I'm from Atlanta. But like, up here, somebody I'd be like, yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
But if you're talking to a person who lives in Atlanta,
who like, who told you that we were no. We so they were asking about how to get to MIT, and then I said, oh, you have an accent. Where are you from? They're like, oh, we're from Georgia. We're from Atlanta. It's like, oh yeah, both of us went to Tech, so like, yeah, we're familiar with the area and stuff. Are you like from Atlanta? And then Anton gave her like two chances. Like, from Atlanta, you know? And
Are you sure?
Because I'm going to talk about you on the radio later.
And then
later.
She just goes, Lawrenceville. And...
Hey, I just cut her some slack. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, man. That's the thing. We were being real nice anyway. Her Boston experience was not authentic as it is. We should have, like been really mean to her or something. You know? Welcome to Boston. This isn't the South.
Welcome to Boston. Get out.
Yeah, get out of here. Get back on the tee. Hopefully something weird happens to you on the red line.
Everyone I interacted with today has been very friendly.
That happened to me in Philly.
Yeah, but you're in a bubble of like, you're like with Molly. Like, it's like people are nice to you, all right? People just like don't intentionally be mean to you as they are with me. Or maybe you guys, I don't know.
Maybe you need to look in the mirror, Nate.
Yeah.
See if he's looking back.
It's a good point. It's a solid point.
I haven't thought about that.
It's a solid point.
I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's true. All right. I'm just going to go. You need to play some songs, and then we need to come back and do a PSA.
All right. Yeah, we'll go a couple songs, and then, you know. All right. It's WMFO, Medford.
I told you.
time for a PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit.
The Red Line.
For example. Or MARTA. For our Lawrenceville listeners. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make it all the way to the T-stop or MARTA stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster.
I completely agree with that.
There it is.
Yeah, no, especially the parking. Especially the parking. Like, searching for parking is maybe my least favorite thing in the world. That's the bottom one. Bottom one thing.
And you know what?
Yeah, I know you do. That's why it's ridiculous.
Even when it isn't faster, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes you 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. That's like, that math, like budgeting your time in that way.
Yeah.
Like cost-benefit analysis of walking is a very like people like us kind of thing to do.
That speaks to me. That speaks to my motives.
Yeah. Is this Coldplay?
This is Coldplay. This is Coldplay with a track off The Scientist. Real quick about the thing, we were talking about the tea earlier, and I just have to say this. I was at a party over the weekend, and this guy was like, hey, I'm visiting from Seattle, and I work for this distributor, so like I want to know some cool places to go and, you know, some cool stuff. And within two answers, like someone was like, oh yeah, go to this place, or oh yeah, this is a good place to go. And then like the conversation just devolved into just like all of our worst tea stories. Like it was just like, yeah, but you gotta ride the T to get down there. Oh man, on the T one time I was on the yellow line and like someone, you know, just like fell asleep on. There's no yellow line.
I don't know. Here's the deal with the T. Everyone in Boston complains about it, but if you've ever lived in any other city in the United States, it's better than almost any other city out there.
True.
So yeah, it's not perfect,
DC.
But like, well, I mean,
that's the number one.
No, but the DC, how much do you pay to get on
like
a DC T? It's like $10.
No, it's not.
There's like 3 cities in the United States that have like actually usable public transit, and Boston is one of them.
That's
so
true.
You know, you can only complain so much.
That's right.
Yeah, didn't a sewage main like dump onto a New York City like subway like subway train car?
It's New York.
Like, just like straight
that
up Ross Jewish.
Completely plausible.
Yeah, that's the deal. But you can like ride the orange line and then like have like this whole, you know, thing. Are you like having trouble there?
Then there's MARTA.
Yeah, then there's MARTA, which gets you exactly where you need to go from exactly where you need to go.
The airport.
Yeah.
It gets you out of town. Shout out to my mom. She's definitely listening.
Mary Mola?
Yeah.
Remember, that's there 8 years. 8 years of deep remembrance.
Yeah.
Knowing mom's names, it's like maybe one of my skills.
She's memorable.
Mola Granola?
Yeah, she makes granola. She's also my mother. She's texting me. She's probably texting me as I'm speaking, which is great. So shout out there. Text me if you're listening, and I'll say your name so that you can hear it. Which is
that's radio currency gold right
oddly,
there.
Oddly gratifying.
That's yeah, I know.
Weirdly worth something.
yeah.
Yeah. So we got 15 minutes till our show starts.
This is all bonus time. We're going
to
load up some vinyls.
It, yeah.
You got it, yeah. We yeah. got. What do you got for us?
We'll just have to see.
Mostly Muzak.
Just like
there might be
moods.
Some Muzak, but we'll, I don't know.
We'll just get past. Yeah, moods and vibes.
Vibes.
I guarantee you somebody's going to name their show moods and Vibes.
That just sounds like a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
It does. There's a Spotify playlist I saw the other day called Relaxing and Hanging Out. And that seems like some sort of like hard times joke. It's like, I need a playlist for a relaxing afternoon where I'm hanging out with my friends. Let me
picture,
throw on Relaxing and Hanging Out.
A picture of a bunch of guys wearing Dockers, you know, white New Balance shoes.
No, it's like a diverse group of young people
laughing at a joke.
Anyways, we'll get some more music in there and then come back at 9 for the real thing. This is WMFO. Do I have to say that every time?
No.
I'm going to.
It's kind of like a default, like you just say it, like you just toss it out there.
You don't want to just like trail off into nothing, and so that's like,
yeah,
it's like the period of speaking. All right, more music.
Oh,
Tell me.